This day begins like all the others, like every gray and God-forsaken morning for the previous 7 months, with a feeling of utter astonishment that I am still alive. There is no relief attached to the sentiment, no gratitude, just a sense of wonder at how much the human body can withstand before it finally surrenders or gives out. I roll over on the couch, which is where I usually sleep, and squint out at the bleakness of another day rising up to taunt me. As I sit up, the pounding in my head starts almost immediately, followed by heart palpitations and epic, rumbling waves of nausea. I begin to tremble and sweat. I am dizzy and disoriented. If this sounds like a hangover, well, that doesn't even begin to do it justice. Hangovers are for rookies. I am a veteran, a world-class drinker and drug addict who spends his every waking moment trying to dull the pain of a hopelessly wrecked life. What I feel right now is not a mere hangover. It is a body in the throes of withdrawal. The alcoholic drinks all day, passes out at night, and wakes to a craving that can scarcely be described, an immediate awareness that agony lies ahead, and the only way to stop it is to take the first drink. There's nothing surprising about any of this to me. Not anymore. I know the routine and have planned accordingly. On the coffee table in front of me is a small portion of an orange, peeled and ready to be eaten, along with a jug of Hennessy and an empty glass. Although I don't remember doing so, at some point the previous night I laid these items out on the table, knowing they would be needed the moment I woke up. And there they are, ready to be applied like some alcoholic's balm. I reach first for the Hennessy, of course. Pour a small amount in the glass, maybe 3 or 4 ounces. Take a deep breath and toss it back. There is a familiar burning sensation, at once soothing and aggravating. Then I put the glass down and reach for the orange. Sometimes I try to eat the entire piece. On this day, I am just too sick. So I squeeze some of the juice into my mouth, try to swallow, and then wait for the inevitable. I reach out, grab a small waste can, also kept nearby at all times, and vomit the meager contents of my stomach, a mix of blood and bile mostly, into the bottom. The spasms go on for a minute or two, dry heaving so powerfully that my ribs feel as though they are compressed against my spine. Whimpering softly, I fall back into the couch and curl up into a ball. In a few minutes, I will begin to feel better. The sweat will dissipate, the headache will subside, and the fog will begin to lift. And then I can begin to drink in earnest. That's the way it usually works. On this day, though, the sickness lingers. There is a persistent pain in my lower back. It's been there for a while now, increasing steadily in severity, a sure sign that my liver is beginning to fail. I rise from the couch, pull a blanket around me, and stagger through darkened rooms. I grew up in this house, and right now it is all I have left. Gone are the mansions and the cars and most of the friends who came with them. My parents live nearby, in a home that I bought for them many years ago when I was flush with fame and fortune. We never sold my childhood home, so I moved back in. I guess this is what is known as coming full circle, although I don't recall my parents ever having to worry about the cable company killing service for non-payment, as happened to me not long ago. At the moment, I have 5 children, but I rarely see any of them. Truth is, I hardly see anyone.